I'm a grown-ass woman who should be able to bite her tongue and let douchebags be douchey. But I was born lacking a filter to prohibit myself from snapping back at assholes. It's not one of my finer qualities and certainly doesn't do me any favors. If I wanted to play the blame game, I could credit it to having two uber-successful, brilliant parents who embodied the definition of hubris. The only way to survive surgeons as parents when you grow up wanting nothing to do with the medical field is to learn to stand up for yourself. It took me a long time to learn that. 10 years later, I'd say I've mastered it. Maybe a little too well. "Now that you're calmer," Carissa says, "tell me what happened today." Ugh. I take a deep breath. My boss, Bridget, wants to expand Bloom Match again. Originally, it was a small online matchmaking service. Then they got the idea to make it a regional thing where we blind match people from this area, set up the dates, host mixers, all that stuff.
Right.
Business has been going well, exploding even. Bridget asked everyone a couple of months ago to brainstorm ways to take the company further. We all proposed our ideas, and it's come down to me and Chuck the Fuck.
We hate him.
We do. I nod, my blood pressure rising. I dislike him on a good day. Even if I got up on time, had the perfect latte, and a great hair day, I'd still hate Chuck. If I had to nominate someone for the Hunger Games, it would be him. I wouldn't even have to think about it. She snorts. I hit the alarm 3 times this morning. Muggers screwed up my latte, and my hair looks like this. I point at my head. I woke up emotional, which makes me ragey itself because emotions are inconvenient and make me feel weak. Carissa rubs a hand against her forehead.
This does not bode well for Chuck.
My teeth clench as I remember the smarmy look the jerk gave me. So, we're going back and forth about our ideas, right? The whole office is in the conference room listening to us weigh the pros and cons of our proposals. I wrap up my little impromptu presentation, which I nailed, by the way. He must have felt threatened or something, because he leaned back in his chair, his arms behind his head like he's proudly displaying his sweat stains in his armpits, and says, I pause to channel my inner Chuck voice.
I'd like to point out that we're taking relationship advice from a woman who has no verifiable experience with them.
The top of my head might blow up.
He did not,
Carissa says, eyes wide. Everyone was staring at me. I had flashbacks from high school when everyone found out about my mom's chandelier debacle. I just opened my mouth and spewed. I don't even know what I said, Carissa. I was so pissed off. Something about being touched he pays so much attention to my private life, but that I had been married before. I stopped to drag in a hasty breath. Then, because I'm petty and I know from office gossip that he and his wife are having problems, I said that at least I knew when to walk away, unlike others who live a loveless life in misery. Her jaw drops. Not my proudest moment, I say, shifting in my seat.
Well, silver lining. At least you put it in the past tense. You could have said you are married. That would have been way more awkward.
I stare at her.
What? I'm trying to help here, she says.
What would have helped is if you'd gone to work with me and clamped a hand over my mouth, because everyone started jabbering about how they didn't know that about me. I stood there with red freaking cheeks, constructing a fake marriage that we ended after a couple of years when we realized it wasn't right for us.
Oh, he's still smitten with me, too, because why not? If you're creating an ex-husband, you might as well make him worth the fake marriage, right?
Carissa chuckles as I groan. It's fine. Everything is going to be fine. Hannah, our server, slides up to the table. A wad of pink gum snaps between her teeth. I rest back against my chair and take a long, deep breath. I had big plans for today after work, including a walk on the beach and making a cold tomato soup with tarragon creme fraiche for my new neighbor. It's been a long time since I made something for anyone besides Carissa, and she has the palate of a child. I was excited to take my sweet new friend a bowl of soup and listen to her stories about years gone by.
You ladies look like you're in the middle of a serious conversation, but I wanted to make sure you don't need anything else, Hannah says.
Carissa cups her chin in her hand and smiles at Hannah.
I'm fine. Pippa told her coworkers that she was married. For the record, she's never sniffed a wedding veil.
I'm sitting right here.
I know, Carissa says. I saved you the trouble of